RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide. On the free Odyssey app, it is the Friday Fun Show. We love the Friday Fun Show. 3 guests today. It's possible that's an MP on the mic record for live guests. We've done shows where, you know, Super Bowl, everybody rolls through its guests all day, and we were at the A10 Media Day, its guests rolling through all day. This may be the record for, like, normal show guests. You know Gary Hess, of course. Gary Hess is doing High School Game of the Week tonight. He'll drop by to tell us about that in 10 minutes. You know Parney, of course. Parney will drop by with a very important 910 The Fan station programming announcement at 11 o'clock this morning, so don't miss Parney. We are expanding our offerings here at 910 The Fan. I think you will enjoy hearing about that. That's at 11 o'clock. At 11:30, you know about our offering of VCU basketball every time they play it. Robbie Robinson, voice of the Rams, will join us ahead of tonight's game, 6 o'clock, VCU taking on Boston College. Our old friend Chad Venning, back in rotation here. He was at St. Bonaventure's and now will be manning the inside for Boston College tonight in a big early season test for the VCU Rams. You know where to hear it right here. If you are looking for a happy hour tonight, AWOD Radio will be live at Parlay's. That's the sports bar in Scott's Addition. He'll be doing the VCU pregame show on the Fan. Special expanded VCU pregame starts at 5:15 tonight. He'll also be with you at halftime from Parlay's. So 6 o'clock tip tonight, VCU, Boston College. We will get you ready for that as the show rolls on today. NFL football last night. Again, nobody knows anything, right? So high over under, people say it's going to be a high scoring game. Then everybody goes the other way, like, hey, anytime we say it'll be a high scoring game, it's not actually going to be a high scoring game because it's Thursday night. Then it ends up actually being a high scoring game. Here's the ball game for you.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete! It's incomplete! And with 38 seconds left to play, the Hayes in the barn! what a wild way to end it tonight as the Ravens will sweep the series from the Bengals and improve to 7-3.
Yeah, put that hay in the barn, a phrase they definitely use all the time in Baltimore. Ravens, 35-34. I respect it. The Bengals score at the very end of the game, go for two to win, don't get it, so they end up losing. I agree with the decision. I'm proud of Zach Taylor for making the decision. Not the Bengals' year. It was Jamar Chase's night, though. Massive game for Jamar Chase. Megan's here because it's Friday, and she's manning the Friday Fun Show these days.
Yeah, let's go.
Big day. Here at Odyssey.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Parney. I'm not talking about VCU basketball against Boston College. We're getting a new refrigerator today.
Yes, I am so excited.
All right. Etiquette question here. Because there's a lot of good stuff in the fridge. It's probably all really old, though. The email is very clear. At noon today, the new fridge arrives.
Yeah.
Everything in the old fridge gets thrown away.
Okay.
At what point is everything in the old fridge fair game?
Now. Okay, I want to start with, I don't think you want everything in that fridge.
I definitely don't want everything
There's
in the fridge.
There's a reason we're getting a new fridge.
Yes.
So.
Stay away. Stay away is what I'm hearing. Stay away until we get the new fridge.
I'm also a people pleaser, so I would probably wait till the last minute, like the last 30 minutes before it goes.
I think your first instinct is correct. Stay away from the Odyssey fridge.
Yeah.
That fridge has seen some things.
I told you about the ice cream. I told you about the ice cream earlier where I went and we had like leftover ice cream in there and it was just like slightly melted, slightly frozen. It was really bad.
It's not a great sign.
Mm-mm.
That's actually how I enjoy eating my ice cream, but not in that state, like having been there for weeks.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you want to start with frozen, let it thaw a little. I'm a soft serve guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all you need right there.
Yeah, and I had no idea how long that stuff had been sitting there. So, no thank you.
New fridge at Odyssey. So, who says we're not making things happen?
It's a big day.
Adding a new show with Parney, what he'll tell us about at 11, and VCU basketball tonight. Of course, Virginia Tech football tomorrow. We'll get you ready for that. We'll make the NFL picks. Virginia Tech Clemson. Fun game down in Blacksburg. 3:30 kick. Love the 3:30 kick. Great time for tailgating. That's headlines our local slate. UVA going up to Pitt. That's an 8 o'clock kick. And JMU going to take care of business against Georgia State. They're 0-4. Be a great opportunity for the Dukes to get back on the board ahead of really fun final stretch for JMU. I'm excited to dial in here. They're in Norfolk next week against Old Dominion, and I think that game became really fun, both when ODU was better than expected, and JMU, I don't want to say they were worse than expected because it's a new coach, it's a new roster, it's full turnover. They're still really good. They still hung a 70 on North Carolina, but they're vulnerable. They've got weaknesses, and we'll see if the Monarchs can exploit those. That's next week, though, not this week. Your major game in college football this week, and this is a situation we need to address here. LSU's playing Alabama. They're playing this game at LSU in Louisiana. Big, big, big football game. LSU has a live tiger as its mascot. It lives in a cage across the street from the football stadium. Mike the Tiger. Mike the Tiger did not handle the game well about 7 years ago. You know, there's a lot of people yelling and screaming. Since then, Mike stays in his cage. He doesn't go attend the game. The governor of Louisiana, and this is how you win elected office, apparently, in Louisiana. Governor Jeff Landry campaigned, in part, on a promise to return live tigers to LSU football games.
No.
but you can't take Mike over, because Mike didn't go great last time. So, big game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Playing Alabama. The governor is renting a tiger from a man in Florida, Mitchell Kalmanson. This, according to the Louisiana Illuminator, is renting a tiger that will be brought up from Florida for the night to serve as the live tiger at the LSU football game.
Are people going to know this is a new tiger, or like, you know, they're just going to call it Mike 2.0?
It's playing the role of Mike tonight. Is this tiger brought in from Louisiana? This guy, Kalmanson, has received several citations from federal authorities over his handling of wild and exotic animals, and twice has lost tigers.
No.
That's not great.
No.
That's not great, as these things go. So he's bringing the tiger.
Okay.
The governor has ordered the Surgeon General of Louisiana to oversee the bringing of the live tiger to the football game. That's okay. Good. That's good. That's
yeah.
Safe. Here's your... The story gets wilder. The Surgeon General in the great state of Louisiana yeah. is Ralph Abraham. He's a vet.
Mm.
The head doctor in Louisiana yeah. is a vet. So I guess this is perfect for this moment.
I guess.
This is the moment he came to office for this moment, basically, to oversee the tiger situation. So we're going to have a tiger.
Okay.
Not the tiger, but a tiger. I'm not sure I want to be at the LSU football game on the front row on Saturday, is my takeaway.
I would love to be watching on, like, a live or something, though.
We're all waiting to see what happens.
Here. Yeah.
Not the only, like, you know, Texas has the Longhorn, you know, with the horn.
Yeah.
Colorado's got a real buffalo. It's done. It's happened before.
I've never heard of these things.
Yeah. The live mascot is a big deal. Like, Auburn's got an eagle. That's fine.
Okay, yeah.
The eagle's not going to hurt anybody.
No.
The live tiger, though, it's a situation this weekend. LSU, Alabama.
Sometimes I question our decisions, you know? Sometimes I wonder who thinks this is a good idea. I mean, it's kind of cool, but, like, still.
It's a campaign promise. Who says politicians aren't good for their promises anymore? A man said he was going to bring a tiger, and he's bringing a tiger. And not the tiger. He's bringing a tiger.
We want Mike.
That's what I think it was Chris Rock, the Siegfried and Roy thing in Las Vegas with the tiger. I say, everybody says that tiger went crazy. Man, that tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. That's what tigers do. stay safe out there at LSU, Alabama
yeah.
this weekend. That's the takeaway there.
Good luck.
Big college football weekend ahead. No live animals at Virginia Tech Clemson.
Boo. Step it up.
Just some delicious turkey legs for those in attendance. We're off and running. It's a Friday fun show. You know Gary Hesse drops by in a minute. We'll talk to him about the high school football game of the week. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Big night on the Fan. VCU basketball right here, 6 o'clock. They'll be taking on Boston College up in Annapolis. Robbie Robinson joins the program at 11:30 to preview that matchup. You'll want to slide over to 11:40 WRVA, though, for the high school football game of the week. And on Friday mornings, we bring in the man best suited to preview that exact event.
There's less than 12 hours to kick off. So it's time for the pre-game show with the Czar, Sports Radio 910 Sports Director Gary Hess, as he gets us ready for tonight's gridiron matchup.
And a happy last week of the regular season to you, Gary.
And back at you. I where did the season go? It's crazy.
Familiar faces tonight. Matoaka Dinwiddie, certainly no surprises. At the end of the season, we're talking about that 4B race.
Yeah, it is, you know, that being the top seed in that region is very important because that means in the second round you're not playing Dinwiddie Matoaka, Dinwiddie Verina, or Huguenot.
Are we just booked for game of the week in 2 weeks? Like, I mean, feels like there's very little
yes, I
possibility
mean,
of that going
the,
any other direction.
The discussion will also include a potential Glen Allen Highland Springs matchup.
Okay.
But, yeah, probably so.
Yeah. That
probably so.
Three really good teams. Dinwiddie's a really good team. We know that. We've talked about Harry Dalton all year.
Yes.
I feel like we haven't talked as much about Matoaka.
We haven't seen Matoaka yet. And so I'm very excited to. But, you know, they've got Caleb Williams. They've got, who I believe is going to South Carolina. They got Bryce Yates, Dylan Newton Short, who Bryce is playing quarterback. It seems like these kids have been in this program for like 9 years now. And so they got some been there and done that kids. And, you know, Dinwiddie and Matoaka, I'll tell you what they have in common besides the being in the Central District is that, you know, football matters in those communities in a big, big way. And so, and, you know, that's a border war too because, you know, you think of Dinwiddie being like you have to go through the Tri-Cities to get to Dinwiddie.
Mm-hmm.
But Chesterfield and Dinwiddie right there, border, you know, that is, Yeah, it's going to be something else tonight. And this is, you know, Dinwiddie has played Maury. Dinwiddie has played a GW Danville team that's 8-1.
Yeah.
This is going to be by far the best team Matoaka has played. So we're going to learn a little bit about Matoaka tonight. And this game's big for Matoaka in terms of clinching that top seed in 5C. Because the team they're battling it out with is William Fleming. And, you know, can they beat William Fleming? I guess they can. Why not? But why would you want to have to drive to Roanoke when you can just win this game and make William Fleming come to you if things go according to seed in the region for the regional championship game?
Exactly. The points, the computers, I don't understand any of it, but it's nice when we get to this stage and it's just win.
So, shout out to one of your new people there at the Richmonder, Rob Witham.
Right. If anybody understands the points, Rob Witham understands the points.
Well, you see, and here's the thing. For years, your old colleague Eric Klinich and I would collaborate. I crunched the numbers. I did it for a long time. I actually understand it, which took some doing and some
no
time.
Kidding.
But I got tired of doing it, and then Rob would like do it and like post this exhaustive playoff scenario, and I was just like, I sent Rob a note and I was like, Rob, A, I'm going to give you full faith and credit, but B, I'm just going to let you do it. The fact that you do this mean I don't have to do it anymore.
It's incredible the detail he's got. RVA Sports Network,
right?
Rob with him and the post here. VHSL football region standings. And
what I love is the breakdown. All caps, and the reason it's all caps is because that's exactly what it is. It's a breakdown.
This is an exhaustive, comprehensive breakdown. We got a number of teams floating on that bubble playing tonight as well. So some interesting results that I know you guys will be watching.
And you know, and the other thing is Douglas Freeman sitting in the 8 spot in 5C. They're done. They're just going to be watching and hoping. And I've already gotten texts from coaches this morning who are on the bubble wanting to know if I'm going to be crunching numbers tonight. And I'm like, no, I'll be driving home from Dinwiddie.
Well, that gives you plenty of time to ruminate on the numbers, though.
Except for the fact that I'll be driving.
Yeah. I once filed a story.
And I'm not letting Chris drive my car.
I once filed a story from the Waffle House down there on 85. Back in the days before hotspots and back when there were print deadlines,
right,
could achieve.
Yeah. I remember. I can remember back when we would be getting ready to leave, and there would be one car left in the parking lot, and it would be Arthur Utley sitting in his car. Banging out his story so he could
That's our guy.
So he could transmit it. Let's take a ride in the Wayback Machine there. Too funny. But I got Rob's breakdown into a 2-sheet printout.
I love it.
And I got some scribble on it of my own. And so we'll be referencing that tonight. And Stubb will be manning the scoreboard. And so we'll be trying to keep track of it. And I have a friend who works, who is at kind of involved on the periphery at Dinwiddie. He's their media coordinator, which I think is just an excuse to get him a seat in the press box.
Hey, those are valued commodities. You put one of those on StubHub, you can raise some money for the Dinwiddie boosters.
So he's like, you have three people, right? And I was like, yes. And don't you kick Stubb out of the press box because we need him. He's like, no, you're good.
Has Stubb been to Dinwiddie yet?
Yes, his first game was at Dinwiddie.
All right, so he's ready for the cannon then.
Yeah, he's ready for the cannon. He's ready for the fact that they feed us. Stubb likes the fact. Well, I'm not going to lie. All three of us like the fact.
Dude, yes. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yes, and apparently it's homemade chili tonight, so we're all very excited.
Wow, yeah, Dinwiddie coming through.
Shout out to the Generals.
All right, we had an Odyssey field trip Wednesday night. We went over to Stubb Trivia. You were exempt because you wake up at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because I was like, man, I'd love to do that. And I was like, oh, no, I can't. Weeknight stuff, it's like I can't.
Yeah,
I'm still recovering from emceeing politics and pints a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's an excused absence as far as I'm concerned.
How'd y'all do?
There were two sports questions, Gary.
Uh-huh.
And our Stubb Trivia team went 0-2.
Can you tell me what they were?
I would love for you to take a stab at them.
Okay.
The NHL's longest consecutive playoff streak is 26 seasons. It was from like 1970 to 96-ish. Which team was it?
From 70 to 96.
Yeah. Consecutive playoff appearances.
I will say the Philadelphia Flyers.
I said Montreal Canadiens. It was the Boston Bruins.
I was deciding. I knew it wasn't Montreal.
There you go.
And so
I bit on the low-hanging fruit, right, and said Montreal.
I was deciding between Philadelphia, Boston, and the New York Rangers. So
The other question.
And I just refuse to answer the Rangers because I can't stand them.
So. Yeah, no, that's very fair. The other question, we got down to a 50-50 and guessed wrong. I think you'll get it to the same 50-50. In the 100-meter swimming events, you know, the main four, freestyle, backstroke, breaststroke, right, butterfly, which has the slowest world record?
I would say, let's see.
Yeah, he's doing the strokes here. He's doing the butterfly out, the breaststroke.
Breaststroke.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Yes.
We said butterfly, and we're incorrect. It's clearly one of those two.
My neighbor who swam at UVA, which, you know, that tells you I need to know about her.
Yes.
Was a 200 fly specialist. So, I think she finished she was in the final 16 of the Olympic trials in 08, I believe. So
I love watching that grow into like a big football stadium event. That's just cool for the sport.
Yeah, didn't they do that at Lucas Oil in Indianapolis?
And they're going to do it at SoFi next go round.
Oh, it's just so cool.
Yeah, and SoFi would be so great because it's the, you know, open air kind of thing.
Right, right, right.
And swimming can be done outdoors.
So that I went one out of two.
You went one out of two. You would have lifted our total. Here's how Stubb Trivia works.
Okay.
You score points throughout the game. Okay. And then before Final Jeopardy, you know, they don't call it that. That's trademarked. But before the final question, Stubb reads everybody's scores. We were in second place.
Okay.
And you can wager on the final question.
Right.
No guts, no glory. We went the distance. Yeah. Yeah. If you ain't first, you last.
That's right. Thank
and our
you.
Two options were first or last.
Right.
We weren't first, Gary.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
It was a four-parter. It was he read four things, and you had to add up all four numbers.
Right.
And you don't have to do it on the fly here, but it was number one hits John Lennon has had not with the Beatles, number of Pro Bowls Lincoln Kennedy reached in his career.
Lincoln Kennedy!
Number of Oscar nominations the movie Lincoln received. And the
I sense a theme developing.
The number of states Kennedy carried in the election where he narrowly won.
Wow.
Yeah. You had to add up the numbers and be within five. And we were within 10. So, yeah.
That would have been fun.
We didn't embarrass ourselves.
That would have been fun to try.
Yeah. We gave it our all.
While we're on the trivia subject, yeah, I'll be very brief. One of my claims to fame, I'm very proud of this.
All right.
But you have to hear the whole story. You familiar with the show? I believe it's on CBS 6 now, Battle of the Brains.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You familiar with that?
I participated in, not that, but the Kansas version of that during high school.
My senior year, I was on Meta Brooks' Battle of the Brains team.
Love
I was
it.
On television.
Yeah.
But here's the story, because I don't want anybody to think like I'm a smart man. Yeah. So,
great confusion.
The coach at Meta Brook was my 10th grade English teacher and was my creative writing teacher my senior year. And so we became good friends trying to stump each other on sports trivia. He just passed away just recently. And he comes to me, I don't know, first week in October, and asked me to stay after school. He knew that I was driving by that point. And so I said, so I went to see him. He said, I need your help. And I said, what? He said, so I need you to be the fourth person on my Battle of the Brains team. And I was like, are you talking to the, you know, he goes, hear me out. He said, I got three guys who are brilliant, but none of them know anything about sports.
Oh.
So I was brought into the Battle of the Brains team for no other reason than to be the designated sports ringer. So we go to, it was on CVE then, it was on Channel 23.
You're the left-handed reliever.
I was.
Coming in to face one batter.
I was exactly. So we go, and they do the toss-up, and if you get a toss-up, you get a bonus question. We're playing Trinity Episcopal. It was three sports toss-up questions, two sports bonus questions.
Oh.
And I got all five of them. And I was like, my job is done. If you guys lose now, it's your fault.
Did you win?
We did.
Let's go. Mic drop, Gary.
We lost in the second round because there were no sports questions. And I just sat there and looked stupid. But the first round, I did my part.
Battle of the Brains. Gary has 1140, the flamethrower tonight.
Right. Flamethrower 1140. Not 96.1, just 11:40, 7 o'clock. We'll also be on the Odyssey app. Not Benedictine.
Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie and Matoaka. I just finished producing my halftime segment, yeah, which is a preview of the... And good luck to this private school teams, which begin the playoffs this week.
Nice little rematch there.
Yeah, so got a rematch second week in a row for Benedictine Trinity in the 2-3 game. And number four seed, St. Christopher's. We talked to Lance Clawland last night on the walkthrough. They got to go face the top seed, St. Michael the Archangel, up at Riverbend High School tomorrow, 5 o'clock. An unusual 5 o'clock Saturday kick for that semifinal game.
So I love it. Other side, we got NFL picks, Gary. I got to pick against the Commanders. I respect the Steelers defense a little too much. A little hint of what's coming for you there.
I in our picks, because we do picks on every Friday with Governor Allen.
Yep.
And I picked the Commanders just so producer Dan's head would explode.
I respect the pick. Love having you on. Gary Hess, everybody. Game of the week tonight from Dinwiddie, 1140 WRVA. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the Mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, and we are your home for Washington Commanders football. Fun one this week. Another 1 o'clock. I feel like we've had enough of a sample size here to say it. Sunday Night Football's kind of got lame. Like, remember when Sunday Night Football was the game of the week every week? They had a run there where it was, if there was a good game, it was on Sunday Night Football. It does not feel that way anymore. Last week, Colts-Vikings, dud of a game. The week before that, the Cowboys-Niners. I get why Cowboys-Niners was on. That's a good matchup. The week before that was Jets-Steelers. I did not want to watch Aaron Rodgers then. I do not want to watch Aaron Rodgers now. I would not watch Aaron Rodgers in a box. I would not watch Aaron Rodgers with a fox, with apologies to Dr. Seuss. The week before that was Bengals-Giants. We've had enough Sunday Night Football duds in a row. I don't know what's happening. The good games are not floating their way to Sunday night. This week's got possibilities, though. We got a good slate of games this week. It starts with Steelers Commanders. Let's make
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take some NFL picks. I'm biased. Y'all know I'm biased. I'm going to declare Steelers Commanders, though, to be the game to watch in the 1 o'clock hour this week. We got some good contenders. I'll get to those in a second. But I just love everything about this matchup. The Steelers defense. I've said it all week. I'll stand on it. This is the best defense in football right now. This is a Super Bowl caliber defense. I've said it I've said it for weeks now. I'll say it again. I think Jaden Daniels could be as good as the second best quarterback in football right now in crunch time pressure situations. When they need a play, this guy rises to the occasion and delivers that play. That's a great matchup for me because you get the feeling this is going to be close. Unless Russell Wilson finds a groove that we haven't seen him find from the start of the game. I think the key for the Commanders defense here, limit the big plays. They're going to run. Najee Harris is going to run. He's going to be successful at that. You saw it against the Giants last week. They're running. They're successful with it. It's tough to sustain drives that way. It's tough to finish in the red zone that way. Russell Wilson can get down the field 50 yards at a time. You can't let him do that. This is about the secondary taking away the deep ball, taking away the big play, making them grind it out, earn it possession by possession, shortening the game, reducing the game. I love the way this defense is being coached right now. We'll see what kind of impact Lattimore has if he comes out there for a few snaps, what he can do. The Steelers, very much all in. This is part of they're testing themselves to see if they're a Super Bowl team. I do like the Steelers in this one, but I think it's a close game. And if Washington can hang within a touchdown, if they need a score to win and number five's got the ball late, I believe in him, because I've seen him deliver time and time again this year. Two other games that I absolutely love in the 1 o'clock window. Broncos-Chiefs. I've had the Broncos on fraud watch for a while now. They got exposed against the Ravens last week. I exaggerate a little bit, though. There's talent there. Bo Nix has played well in his rookie season. You may have heard he was October's Rookie of the Month, which was completely ridiculous. They've got an opportunity against a team in the Chiefs. They've had their number in recent years. Some of their biggest wins have come against Kansas City. An opportunity for Sean Payton to get a big win early. Broncos could steady the ship after that Baltimore loss. If they get blown out again, we're not on fraud watch. We're on fraud confirmation at that point. If they play the AFC's best in back-to-back weeks with a largely healthy lineup and don't deliver. Chiefs at 8-0 coming off of Monday Night Football, which is always a complicating factor. They went to overtime, had to go the distance to get the win. I have no clue how that team is 8-0, but they find a way to pull it out every week. Another big test awaiting them against the Broncos. Sometimes you just got to resign yourself to the obvious. They're 8-0. They're good at football. I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one. 49ers-Buccaneers at 1 o'clock as well. It gets late early out here. You've got all the feel of a potential playoff wild card elimination game here. The Buccaneers looked good for it early in the season. They've slowed down. Two losses to the Falcons has probably cost them the divisional race. I'd be stunned at this point if the Falcons don't take the NFC South, because they've got two games on everybody, and now they've got the tiebreaker on Tampa. I think Tampa's got the talent to make the playoffs. I know the San Francisco 49ers have the talent to make the playoffs. They're only 4-4, though. They're treading water in their division. They're coming off a bye. If there's a time to make noise in the NFL, it's coming off a bye. I like the 49ers in this one. I think it'll be a fun game, though. Elsewhere in the early window, Giants-Panthers. This has all the makings of a play for the number one spot in the NFL draft game. We'll see who can play worse, right? This is the time of year. 2-7, play another 2-7 team. The fans want the tank. The coaches don't want the tank yet. It's too early for the coaches to go into the tank. But the fans will be cheering the losing side in this one. I think the Giants are the losing side in this one. I think the wheels have come off on their season. I think the Panthers are still fighting and scrapping. Patriots, Bears. The Bears need to get right. I think they will get right. The Colts trying to save their season. They're at 4-5. Buffalo's coming to town. That's not great news for them. I don't mind laying the points with Buffalo. They're playing really well right now. And the Vikings get a chance to get back on track against Mac Jones and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ready for the pick here? Here's the upset special. The Jaguars beat the Vikings. Pull the stunner. There's the new quarterback bounce. Every NFL team's entitled to get it once per season. Once per year, you can say, we're switching the quarterback. You win that game. The air comes out of the balloon the next week. It's never sustainable. Jameis Winston coming in Cleveland, they beat the Ravens. Is he good? No. He throws four interceptions the next week because he's Jameis Winston. Is Mac Jones good? No, of course he's not good. First game of the season, he's catching the Vikings off guard. Jaguars are your surprise winners in that one. 4 o'clock window, main game here, the Eagles and the Cowboys. Not too much of a stretch to say this is absolutely a must-win game for the Dallas Cowboys. They are 3-5. Your season started with Jerry Jones declaring they would be all in. They're 3-5. Dak's hurt. They're playing the Eagles. If the Eagles win, they will go to 7-2, hold the tiebreaker. The Cowboys would all of a sudden be 5 games back of the division lead in mid-November. You don't come back from that. That said, Eagles are playing well right now. Only team that could beat the Philadelphia Eagles is the Philadelphia Eagles, and they do sometimes. It's one of the treats of football is sometimes that city melts down for no reason whatsoever. This would be a meltdown game for the Eagles if they lose. There's always that thought, right, like, because it's Commanders-Eagles next Thursday. That's right around the corner. Do you want the Eagles coming off a win, complacent, 7-2, maybe, you know, feeling good about themselves, or, you know, so you don't want them coming off a loss because you're going to be angry, they're going to be motivated. I want the Eagles coming off a loss because the way that town works, they eat their young there. That's if they lose to the Cowboys, it will be a long week in Philly. I think that would bode well for the Commanders. I'm not taking the Cowboys, so I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles. I think we'll make time on Monday's program to laugh at the Dallas Cowboys once again. Thankfully, we do not have to worry about watching Aaron Rodgers. He is off in the desert playing the Arizona Cardinals, taking on Kyler Murray. It's too late, Aaron. 3-6, too late in the season. Nothing to save there. The Cardinals are unexpectedly the best team in the NFC West, the only team with a winning record at 5-4. Kyler Murray has played some good games, except against the Commanders when their defense foiled him. We'll see what happens there. I like the Jets in this one. I think they've found their groove just a little bit too late. Sunday night football, the Lions and the Texans. It's hard to see anybody beating the Lions right now. You know I like Houston. You know I think they're not just a playoff team, but a team that could win a playoff game. But I'm taking the Lions against, I think, any other team in the National Football League right now. I'd take them against the Chiefs. I'd take them against the Eagles. I can't see a scenario where I'm not rolling with the Detroit Lions right now. They are playing some really good football. Should be a fun NFL weekend. Of course, it'll kick off on Saturday with Virginia Tech. A little college football for you to wet your whistle before the main events. Clemson at the Hokies, 3:30 Saturday afternoon. You'll hear it right here on the Fan. UVA's at Pitt. JMU will get back on the right side of the ledger, presumably, as they host Georgia State, who is 0-4 in Sun Belt play. Of course, a little Friday night basketball action here on the Fan. VCU taking on Boston College. Fired up for that one. 6 o'clock tip. High school game of the week featuring Dinwiddie slides over to 1140 News Radio WRVA. We're back after this to wrap things up. You're listening to MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the Mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, 1046 on the Friday. Fun show. You heard Commanders Steelers right here. You will hear it right here. 1 o'clock Sunday pregame show, postgame gut check, all the things. You produced that, Megan. Is that you're producing that Sunday?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, we'll see. I didn't pick the win. We'll see if it's a salty crown tonight. Are you doing high school football tonight too?
I am.
I mean, big sports weekend for you.
It really is. And I'm doing NASCAR too on Sunday, so we got a big weekend.
Let's go racing. NASCAR, ooh boy, this isn't going to sound right. I think they're in the playoffs.
I think so too, but I haven't done the shift in a few weeks.
That's not a great look for me not knowing that.
Me neither.
I hope that's not at Stub Trivia next week.
I've missed it.
Matoaka Dinwiddie, your high school game of the week tonight. New fridge coming to Odyssey. Everybody's all of us today. That's the big thing.
Very exciting.
You've got a list for us, though, over here.
Yeah. Okay. So it's fast food joints that should call it quits. It's an article. This is not my opinion.
that these places should shut it down.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to disagree. I have such poor taste in fast food.
I'm going to
disagree with so many of these. Absolutely.
Me too.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be. I'm trying to think of like what an obvious one is, like a place nobody goes to. Like if they want to throw like a Captain D's on the board,
yeah,
probably somewhere in that range.
Maybe a Hardee's.
They shut down the Hardee's though, right?
The Hardee's?
Didn't they shut down the Hardee's?
I don't think so.
Oh, never
There's
mind.
One right near me. I think it's open.
Nobody loves Hardee's like old people do between like 7 and 10 a.m. That is a hangout spot.
Like, point proven, though. The fact that you thought it was already gone, it's dead enough to like...
not a great sign.
No.
And its companion, Carl's Jr.
Yeah, and that's actually on the list.
There we go. I got one. All right. Good deal. Well, fine. I'm not going to disagree with all of them, but bring it on.
Long John Silver's. Never been there.
Well, that's just Captain D's. I don't know if they're literally the same, but they're basically exactly the same. Yeah. So we're good there. That's an easy one. NASCAR, by the way, championship. It looks like, it looks like it's the NASCAR championship this weekend. So they're gonna. This is it.
This is the final one.
Sunday, 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR Cup Series Championship at Phoenix Raceway. So good luck to the drivers who are driving for the championship. There are four drivers. How many of the four can you name?
Oh, shoot.
By the way, all you need to do is get to one, and you're going to beat me, I think.
I'm going to say Byron's still in it.
Nicely done.
Hey, let's go Liberty.
Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Joey Logano, and Tyler Reddick. Logano, I know, from my time covering NASCAR.
Yeah, I know that name. I know Reddick.
Blaney, I know. I don't know Reddick.
That is a name I hear a lot.
Reddick's wearing the Dale Jr. logo.
Huh.
So I guess he's the new Dale Jr.
I guess so.
But old Dale Jr. has been gone for a while. So that
How
tells
long?
Him, like, he hasn't raced in years. Many, many years.
I'm not up to date. My dad was a big fan when I was a kid, and then he just stopped watching it for some reason, and now I'm doing the shifts, so I'm getting back to knowing the names.
I covered it twice a year, and I haven't done that in many years.
Okay.
And the knowledge level has dropped off.
Yeah.
I'll say it's still fun. It's still fun to go to.
Yeah.
I just don't do it anymore.
Nothing
personal to the good people of Richmond Raceway.
Mm.
It's a fun show.
It is.
Just haven't been in a little while. Haven't been in a minute. Yeah. fast food places that need to be shut down.
Okay, I got another one here. Little Caesars. Hot take, I like Little Caesars.
Absolutely not.
Wait, what?
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
hot and ready take. We have Little Caesars every Sunday at our house while we watch football.
See, that's a nice tradition.
It's a beautiful tradition.
Yeah.
My girls now will tell you Little Caesars is better than any other pizza chain. And I don't know that that's 100% true, but I love it. It's the rainbow cookie thing. Like, it's the memory. It's not the food.
That's true. Yeah, it's all for the memories with them.
It's all for the memories. We have pizza every Sunday. It's Little Caesars. Little Caesars is definitely not as bad as people think it is.
Another one, Panda Express.
Yeah, get out of town with that. Panda Express is great.
Thank you. I love their orange chicken.
I have a friend who told me once, and she's related to somebody very, very famous.
Okay.
And every Thanksgiving, their family has orange chicken from Panda Express. That is their Thanksgiving meal tradition.
I kind of like that.
they go get a big bucket of orange chicken,
yeah,
put it in the middle of the table, and throw down.
Dude, I want to do that now. I'm not cooking this year. I'm just going to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've got a few popular ones on here. Subway, Burger King, Arby's.
Well, nobody actually likes Subway, though.
Subway.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
it's
you.
No, you don't. It's just, it's there, and it's $5. Those are the selling points at Subway. It's there. You don't have to go drive to Jersey Mike's. You don't have to go find a sandwich shop. It's literally right in front of you.
Hey, they got some really good mayonnaise, though. Me and my student one day, we were trying. She said her family has tried out like every single mayonnaise at the grocery store, trying to figure out which one they use, and they haven't been able to figure it out.
I was gonna say, is it a name brand or not? They don't
have. No idea.
It's just
gotta be a house.
It's in the tub with the spatula.
Yeah.
Doing the thing. I read a story that Subway, they did the $5 footlongs,
yeah,
and it turned out to be like, you know, it was a phenomenal success. You know, they sold billions of dollars, but it's turned out long term to be the worst thing for Subway because people have it ingrained in their minds that a footlong sub is $5, and it's not anymore. It's not even close anymore. Mm-mm. And so people now go to Subway and get mad. Like, what do you mean it's $9? Like, well, that's what subs cost now. No, they don't. They're $5. I know the song.
Yeah.
And so it's hurt them now.
I forgot about the song.
It's hurt them now that they can't offer the $5 footlong anymore.
I actually don't like the footlong, so I'm really picky about my food sometimes. I like going when I can get it fresh and eat it right then, and I've noticed if I save the other half, it's not as good the next day.
Again, it's not good in the moment either, but the bread's hot, and they're there. They're there.
Yep.
They're there for you. You threw out three. You hung me up on Subway, though.
Yeah.
What were the other two?
Arby's and Burger King.
All right, Arby's is an OG Richmond institution.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming this is a nationalist. I'm assuming.
I have no idea.
It better be.
Yeah, it better be.
People know better than to come into this town and crap talk Arby's. Like Arby's in this town is different than Arby's everywhere else in the world.
They have some really good sweet tea,
and they like super nice restaurants. They get the big
very
cowboy
nice
hat sign.
Friendly.
Yeah, the one at the James Center used to they're like serving on fine china over there.
Oh, I haven't been to that one.
No, it's closed now, but. But in the day, Arby's in Richmond hit different than other Arby's. All right. And the other one was?
Burger King.
Sure. It's there.
Yeah, I agree.
Like that, they're just saying that to be inflammatory at this point.
It was a staple of my childhood, and I do kind of like it. But if you're a Burger King hater, I can kind of see that too. So,
if you have strong opinions about Burger King, I kind of worry about that. You can have strong opinions about some of these.
Mm-hmm.
Burger King is literally it's hamburgers and fries and chicken nuggets and there. Yeah. No, I don't think a lot of innovation is happening over there.
It's not.
They're delivering the classics.
I like
they're
the
doing
chicken fries though.
Speaking of NASCAR, Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin are suing NASCAR.
Really?
That's the big doings in the NASCAR world.
Why?
There was a video the other day of Michael Jordan in front of the courthouse with his lawyer talking about how they're going to get justice from NASCAR.
What?
So professional sports, the NFL, baseball, all that. There's 32 teams. They're all owned by 32 different people.
Okay.
And then they come together under the collection that is the league. Hmm. So the league doesn't own the teams. The teams own the league.
Okay.
The teams have come together and said, together we're forming a league, but we're 32 different companies.
Okay.
NASCAR is owned by one family. The France family. They call 100% of the shots. The drivers don't get a say.
Mm.
So the drivers want to have teams and an ownership stake and all that.
I can see that.
So they're suing for that. That's as between them and the judge, I wouldn't want to go to court against Michael Jordan, especially in North Carolina.
That's true.
Like jury of the peers, like the jury's gonna be asking for autographs after the trial. That's a bad place to go against Michael Jordan in front of a jury. All places in the world are probably a bad place.
Yeah.
To go against Michael Jordan in front of a jury. Parney's on the other side. I have promised a big announcement, and we're not going to back down from that. We're going to give you a big announcement. Big 910 The Fan announcement on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Friday morning, 11 o'clock, one of our favorite segments of the week. We bring in our guy, Parney, extra special today because we don't just have Parney. We have a special Parney Time announcement. Let's bring in our guy. You know him. You love him. Parney, what's up?
Good Friday morning there, MP on the mic. It's beautiful. I'm currently down here in Sandbridge Beach. Just finished my second on-beach exercise program. So I've got a good lather going right now. But it's been this is my favorite time of the year at the beach, man. It is beautiful down here.
I've always said when the kids go back to school is the exact right time to go to the beach. Like, it's empty, but it's still beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to have this wonderful weekly conversation with you. Then I'm going to go meet Joe Gregory, the president GM of the Norfolk Tides, and have a little lunch meeting. And then I'll head back to Richmond. You know why, right? Because tomorrow is our Puritan Cleaners Coach for Kids ballpark warming party. So I need you to go home after your show today, MP, and get the whole family together and clean out those closets. Take your gently used coats that you're not using anymore and bring them out to the Diamond from 11 to 1 tomorrow. This is the original community function. This is the very first community function the Squirrels ever did back in 2009. It just grows and grows and grows every year thanks to our friends at Puritan Cleaners. And, of course, CBS 6 helps out and the Fan helps out as well. So going to be back in town for that from 11 to 1 tomorrow and cannot wait.
That is a super fun event, but it's also great for the community. It's everything you guys are all about, and I love it. So get out there to the Diamond tomorrow, 11 to 1. Thank you for mentioning that. But, Parney, we promised a big announcement, and I think we need to give a big announcement here. Parney Time is coming to the Fan.
Yeah, that's right. Special thanks to Bennett Zier and Zach and Purcell, everybody over there, yourself, AWOD, everybody over at the Fan and 105.3. The Parney Time podcast is going to come to your station starting Saturday, November 16th. It'll be on Saturday and Sunday mornings. I'm not telling people not to go to church anymore. You can go to church and listen to Parney Time podcast. Some might say listening to the Parney Time podcast is like going to church, but it'll be on Saturday and Sunday mornings. I'm sitting here trying to think of what time it is, MP, but I think it's 10 to 11 and 9 to 10. It's two different times on Saturday and Sunday, but it'll be a regular thing on Saturday and Sunday. We finished, as you know, because you're an integral part of the Parney Pub Club, season number one. We had 10 great guests, and so we'll be rotating through those. And then once the new year strikes, season number two pops up, and Wyatt Kruger, who you become friends with, our wonderful producer from Octagon Sports, and I have already been collaborating on a guest list for season number two. So really thankful to you, MP, for being such a great part of the Pub Club as we try to grow the Parney Time podcast from the ground up into something that hopefully can reach certainly a regional level, if not a national level. We certainly have the guests to become a national show, in my opinion, that's for sure.
The Rolodex is good. I'll give the details here. Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Sunday morning, 9 a.m. So wake up early on Saturday, 8 a.m. start for Parney Time. Sundays, it will air at 9 a.m. Do you know, is it the same show both days, or is it a different show both days?
I'm not sure. Wyatt and Zach, I think, worked out the details.
But yeah, but best to listen to both. Just play it safe. You know, put it on your calendar. Make sure to listen to both. They have early church. They have late church. They have Saturday night church. There's so many good options. It reminds me, when I lived back in Kansas, the pastor started a sermon with, now I've heard some of you tell me that the Chiefs play today at noon, in implying that perhaps I should keep it short today during the sermon. And to those people, I would like to let them know that we offer an 8 a.m. service.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just sitting here laughing because Bennett and Zach probably were messing around with Parney Time followers and fans, because if they get up to listen at 8 o'clock on Saturday, most of our fan base is probably out on a Friday night, so they'll be having their first Bloody Mary when they listen on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. But you can go 8 to 9 on the Fan and then roll right into College Game Day with Pat McAfee and Kirk Herbstreit and the boys.
Absolutely. And same on Sundays, 9 to 10 rolls you right into NFL kickoff. And there's lots of NFL kickoffs. It's not as institution as Game Day. You know, they got the London games now. They got, Yeah, from time to time, they've got all sorts of stuff cooking in the mornings. And about this week, we have a London game, and it is the Giants and the Panthers. You're welcome, Europe.
Yes, we shipped that thing overseas, right? We didn't want to have it here on U.S. soil. But we'll see. I mean, look, the Giants damn near came back and beat the Eagles, and of course, much lamentation for me. I left the eliminator pool that we were in, and I was one of the 19 finalists for a pool that I will not even want to tell you how big it was, because I unfortunately picked the Carolina Panthers to lose to the New Orleans Saints.
So
now I have been kicking myself in the rear end for 7 consecutive days now. And the bus and the guys are relentless in their locker room antagonization of me for picking the New Orleans Saints. And I made them fire their coach. So don't mess with the Parn Star when it comes to eliminator pools.
You cannot lose to the Panthers and your coach keeps his job. That's just common sense right there. Well, the Giants can't because they're a bad team. But yeah, that's a fireable offense right there. Parney time picks on Friday. We took a step in the right direction last week, Parney, but it was 2-3. Overall, though, Parney is 18-11-1 this season. Last week, you went 2-0 on the college portion of the slate. You got Syracuse with the points over Virginia Tech and Ohio State beating Penn State. In the NFL portion, as referenced, it was not your week. You took the Cowboys and the points against the Falcons. The Packers did not beat the Lions, and the Colts did not beat or cover against the Vikings. But 18-11-1 overall, there is no shame in that record, Parney.
No, there's not. I would, the Bear, is the Bear that good? Is Stanford Steve? Stanford Steve actually is having a pretty good season on ESPN, but 18-11-1. I'm not saying that I want the fan listeners to follow me and put their hard-earned money on whatever I say, but if you're doing that, you can at least buy a nice dinner for your family on Saturday or Sunday.
All right, 3 college games. I want you to pick 2 of them to play. JMU is going to get right against Georgia State. They haven't won in the Sun Belt yet. JMU's at home. You're dropping 16, though, in that matchup. So JMU giving 16 to Georgia State. Virginia Tech is getting 6.5 at home against Clemson, both those teams coming off a loss. And Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes, who are rolling. They're already bowl eligible. Travis Hunter's the Heisman favorite. They are 4-point favorites down in Lubbock against Texas Tech. So you would take 2 of the 3.
All right, well, let's go with the first 2. Let's keep it local. Let's go James Madison and Georgia State. What did you say the spread was? 16.5?
Yeah, you're laying 16 here. 16.5, yep.
Wow, that's a lot, right? But let's go ahead and say that James Madison is going to get right.
Yeah.
They were a team that scored 70. Georgia State's 2-6. I think this might be one where, as you say, they get right. I think they'll win by 3 touchdowns or more, and that offense might come back alive and drop a 50 or 60. So let's go James Madison minus the 16 in the hook.
I love it. Virginia Tech at home against Clemson. Both teams coming off a loss. Clemson 6.5-point favorites.
Well, I was actually looking at that last night just because I'm interested. I'm a fan of the coach at Virginia Tech. I think that he's a good guy, Coach Pry. I just don't know what to do. Clemson seemed like they were getting better, right? But now, they got thumped at home. But I think I'm going to have to go with the Tigers. What'd you say? It was 4 points?
And 6.5.
6.5. Well, it's not 7, right?
That's correct. So yeah, you're on the right side of 7.
I think it'll be a close game. Clemson's 5-1 in their last 6 against the spread against Virginia Tech. So, yeah, that solidifies my choice. Let's go with Clemson minus the 6.5.
I don't know if this is good or bad, but we agree on both selections. So you're at least you got company here, whichever way this lands. NFL board early game of note is happening in Landover, Maryland. Commanders welcoming Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Commanders and Jaden Daniels are 3-point favorites against.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Steelers.
Haven't looked at this at all. But, Washington's been great, right? Like, I remember poo-pooing them winning 5 games when we were doing the over-under in the beginning of the season for wins, and I was like, I took under by far, so I'll admit I was way wrong. But I think this is maybe the week when they come back to reality. I love the Steelers getting points. Russell Wilson, as much as I thought maybe he was done, he's fit in really nice. Coach Tomlin figures out a way to win. Pittsburgh's got a great defense. It's going to be a wonderful matchup with Jaden Daniels. But I'm taking the Steelers.
Yeah, we're 3-for-3 in agreement here, Parney. Let's go Eagles-Cowboys. Cowboys without quarterback Dak Prescott. So the Eagles, of course, are 7.5-point favorites in Dallas.
Dallas has given 7.5 at home. But as I always say to JB and Jay Dokes when we're picking games, if I mess up, I'm not going to make that mistake again. I am not picking the Cowboys. Even +7.5 at home. I think the Eagles are a controversial 6-2, right? They're 6-2, yet every week people are talking about Sirianni getting fired. I don't understand that. But I think the Eagles' talent is going to override the Cowboys. The Cowboys are a mess. I don't think that the coach survives this in Dallas. And, with Dak out, they've got some other problems beneath the scenes. They didn't even travel with Ezekiel Elliott because he's a disciplinary reason. So I think that locker room is really dysfunctional. I think the Eagles are going to blow them out.
First one we disagree on. I have a theory that when you replace your quarterback, you get a one-game bump. It's not permanent. You go back to earth, but like Jameis Winston came in Cleveland. They beat the Ravens. There was no reason that should have happened. Next week, Jameis Winston, 4 interceptions, back to normal. Anytime you put in the backup, you get a one-week bump where he's good. The Cowboys are cashing in their chips at the right time, choosing to use him against the Eagles. Sunday Night Football, last one here with Parney. Lions and Texans, a very good matchup here in Houston. Lions 3.5-point favorites.
Well, I mean, could that be a Super Bowl preview?
I mean, that's up to the Chiefs, but I think Detroit's got their path clear.
Yeah, so, and you said it's, what, 3.5?
Lions by 3.5. That feels fair. I don't know which way to play this. Like, this feels like a good game where the Lions are probably slight favorites.
Well, I'm going to go with the Texans, and here's why. You said it's in Houston, 3.5. That hook always gets you in a game like this. And just like I said about somebody, I forget who it was, Washington. Detroit is just cruising right now. I mean, what they did last week, they made the Packers look like they weren't even on the same field, right? So I'm going to go with the hometown Houston Texans. I think C.J. Stroud rises to the occasion. I think it's a good game, but maybe Detroit wins, but I think that hook is going to play a role, and I'm going to take Houston at home.
There you go. Parney time. If you missed the big announcement at the start of the segment, Parney time is coming to the Fan. Saturday's 8 a.m., Sunday's 9 a.m. It's Parney chatting with some of the biggest names in sports. It's going to be a great time. We are super pumped to have him in the Fan family. And, of course, take your gently used coats to the ballpark tomorrow for the coat drive 11-1. Parney, thanks for joining us.
All right, brother. Hope to see you tomorrow, 11-1. And I'm really excited about Party Time being on the Fan. Thank you all for that. And as always, have fun and go nuts.
I love it. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan episode now. Friday Fun Show, 11:30. We are, I think we can now say, hours from tip-off. VCU Boston College tonight. Go join AWOD. Watch party tonight at Parlays and Scott's Edition. He'll start the pregame show at 5:15, do the halftime show as well, live from Parlays in Scott's Edition. Get down there, watch the Rams. Big game tonight. MP on the mic debut alert here. We don't have a ton of guests, so when you do, you know it's special. And I think it's time we call our guy in from the bullpen here. He's Robbie Robbins. He's the voice of the VCU Rams, and he joins us to break this one down. Robbie, what's up?
Michael, it is great to make the debut on your show nearly 500 days since you took the airwaves. I know I'm, you know, obviously it's a small role I play in the sports community in Richmond, and it's taken almost 50,000 days to appear, and I'm nervous. I'll be honest. I have a pit in my stomach talking to you. It's like only if I could appear on Tony Kornheiser's podcast would I be even more nervous than being on with you right now.
We need the Wilt Chamberlain black and white picture with you holding up the 500 celebrating this momentous milestone. I love it. We love the games are right here on 910 The Fan, of course, and I love this one. This is a great matchup tonight up in Annapolis. Robbie, what's getting you excited about the potential here, VCU Boston College, chance for a statement win for the Rams?
Yeah, anytime you get a chance, Michael, to play an ACC team, that's a big deal. I don't care who it is, whether it's Virginia or Virginia Tech or a Boston College. I mean, they're going to play a schedule that is going to give them an opportunity to get a lot of wins. And, you know, a couple years ago, they beat the brakes off of a 6th-ranked Virginia team. And, you know, obviously anybody that beats Boston College can get residual value from those victories that they'll have a chance to have throughout the year. So it's a big opportunity for us. And even though they're picked in the bottom half of the ACC, if you do your research, whether you look online or whatever, they're not an upper-level ACC team. They lost 7 guys off of last year's squad. But they're good. I mean, they're talented. I just got done doing my kind of pregame prep, and they've got some players, and I think it'll be a challenge, early challenge for VCU, which is good. I mean, why not roll it out there this early and see what you got? I think it'll be a good, kind of a thermometer game for VCU and its fans.
One name that I'm sure popped out at you, Chad Venning. Great to see St. Bonnie's big man comes back around. What do you think has these guys better prepared for him this year than last year, maybe?
That's a good question. The phrase I don't really want to say is great to see him come back around.
Yeah. I would have been all right if he disappeared forever. Yeah, that wouldn't have bothered me.
Chad Venning could have graduated and moved on to greener pastures. I think that, first of all, they've played him three times. He's won all three games against VCU. And last year he had a double-double in a game, and they had another like 13-point performance. I don't know the answer to that question right now. It'll be something I'll talk to Coach Odom about, and I think he would say that they're just going to throw different looks at him. It's not going to be the same thing every time. The first time they throw it down to him, it might be Christian Furman one-on-one. The second time, it might be a double team with Jack Clark helping out. The third time, it might be Jack Clark. The fourth time, it might be Michael Bell. I think it's going to be – they're going to mix up their pitches to keep him off balance. You know, we don't have the fellow 270. I mean, he is 6'9", 270.
Big boy.
We don't have that. I mean, it takes two of our guys to get to 270 in some cases. But we don't have that. So we're going to have to mix up our pitches. We have to go fastball, curveball, changeup, mix it in and out, to use a baseball analogy. And I think that hopefully will get him off balance enough where he doesn't know what's going to come and throw off his game. And the great thing, like, Michael, I love this for the Rams tonight, because this will not be the only big guy we're going to face all year long. It's not like, well, if we can get by Chad Venning in game two, then it's smooth sailing. No, we'll take on big guys all season long. And for the Rams tonight, they'll have an opportunity to see what they're made of down low in the post and figure out what it's going to take to defend their guys. And if Chad Venning has a great game, then go back in the lab. If we can control Chad Venning, then you know what? Maybe we've got something that will help us down the line when we play these other teams with big like him.
And it's not all negatives, because VCU's got some great guard play. Loved watching that against Bellarmine. It sure looked like Max Shulgood taking a step forward. And I know you know from being with these guys in the offseason, Phil Russell's going to be a fan favorite very quickly at the Siegel Center.
Yeah, I think he became one like 15 minutes into the game on Monday night. I said on the air with Rodney, I was like, Phil Russell's been a Ram for like 8 minutes and he's already telling the crowd to get up on its feet. That's presumptuous, you know? I mean, that's usually like the senior move that's been around for a while, and you've watched him grow from a freshman to senior, but nope, not Phil. Phil was encouraging our fans from the very get-go, and the fans loved it. I think that's something that VCU fans really lean into. And I think, you know, the thing about Phil, and I heard that, you know what, I heard this on Adam on your show a couple weeks ago. Phil's our best three-point shooter as of right now in terms of made three-pointers in his career. I mean, that's a trivia question you probably wouldn't answer normally. So he can fill it. I think one thing he's going to have to work on, and it's going to be on display tonight, is his ball handling. I think that, you know, he is used to playing in the WAC and the Ohio Valley, which are great basketball conferences, Michael. You and I both know that, but they don't have the athleticism that he'll see tonight. He's got to be strong with the basketball and smart with the basketball. Phil can't be a guy that hits a couple threes and also turns it over three or four times. That ain't going to work. And so I think tonight will be a real test for him, as he's going to be called to handle the basketball a lot because Zeb Jackson's obviously still out. To control that ball. Don't let them dig in on you. Don't let them bat that out of your hands. Be smart with it. And that's, if I'm Coach Odom, I'm really looking for my guy tonight. Above and beyond the real strong personality and the strong defense, hey, man, handle the ball. You're our point guard.
Yeah, it's so many good options, and I'm excited to watch him grow into that role. And that was indeed, that was a great pull. That was a crosstalk trivia question. Who was a VCU leader in three-point shots, and I took the bait and guessed Max, which I figured was the easy answer, but it is in fact Phil. He's played a little basketball along the way, but I mean this is a fun lineup to watch. A lot of different things. They did a lot of those things on Monday. VCU Boston College tonight, 6 o'clock early start out at the Naval Academy. I know one thing Coach Ryan Odom has talked about, Robbie, is the importance of this trip as a team bonding experience and getting the chance to go see a pretty important site for America.
Yeah, they do it right here. This isn't a, I mean, normally we get on a plane, we fly somewhere, we get in at like 4:15, they eat, blah, blah, blah. This was not the case at all this week. Our guys got here Wednesday evening. They ate dinner Wednesday evening, and then all day yesterday, they had the tour of the Naval Yard as if they were Navy cadets or Navy midshipmen.
Oh, wow.
A better way to say it. So, like, they ate with the entire Corps in the mess hall, which is awesome. So that was lunch yesterday for the VC Rams. They're in the mess hall with the entire 4,000-person Corps. They did drills. They went to this helicopter and got to see, like, how to fly a helicopter. It was a full 360-degree experience, and Coach Odom was super excited about the guys having that. So this is more than just, hey, you're on a road trip and you're hanging out at a hotel. This was a real, like, all-around experience for the guys, which hopefully will make them stronger. And, you know, Michael, last time we were here, we did this with Shaka's team, I want to say it was like 9 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, and we beat the brakes off of Tennessee in a very similar type of game. It was an early season CBS Sports Network game, and we crushed them, and it went on to show how good we were that year. And I think this game has that opportunity as well.
I love it. I love to hear Robbie Robinson, of course, and Rodney will be on the call tonight, 6 o'clock tip time. Be ready early. You want to give us maybe one or two keys to the game here against Boston College?
Absolutely, yeah, I'll do that. Number one, you know who they have on their team, Michael? They've got Donald Hand's son, Donald Hand Jr., who's from down at the – talk about making you feel old. Like Donald was at UVA after I was in Virginia, and now his son is a redshirt sophomore at Boston College. He had a double-double the other night against the Citadel. So if you take Chad Denning out of the way, let's just put that up on the shelf. That's obviously a huge key, but let's not do the low-hanging fruit there. I think making sure he doesn't go off, he's a talented player, I think that's a huge key for VCU. And number two, we've got to – this is an early season observation. I'm not going to go to this well every time I'm on your show, Michael, if I do get a chance to come on in the next 500 days. But I will – we've got to continue to – we've got to hit shots like we did the other night. I think our defense is still coming around. It's not bad, but it's still coming around to where Coach wants it to be. And until we get it to that point, our offense has got to be on full cylinders. And hitting 15 threes the other night really helped. And I don't think we have to hit that amount. That's a lot of threes. But I do feel like we have to be hot and pull them out from the post tonight against BC. So it doesn't have to be a 15 three-pointer game, but it can't be like a 3-for-21 type night. That spells disaster for the Rams.
Hey, he's Robbie Robinson, and we'll check in on those keys to the game during his next appearance, tentatively slated for March of 26, I believe, is the cadence we're on here.
Yeah, right before the NCAA tournament in 26. You got it.
We'll look forward to it. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll look forward to the call right here on The Fan, and thanks for making some time for us.
Michael, it was really great being on your show. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. VCU basketball reminder watch party at Parlays in Scott's Edition with AWOD. Speaking of AWOD, he'll join us for some crosstalk that happens on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.